You're listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM and K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm, where radio tis yours. Good morrow. My name is Renee, and welcome to Music Medieval, where I play music from the 6th to the 16th century. That's medieval music, Renaissance music, and sometimes early Baroque. I'll play fantasy film soundtracks, medieval film soundtracks, dungeon synth, Enya, whatever I wish, whatever I feel will envelop us and take us to another time, another place, another realm. Currently in the background, it is Hole Dweller. Classic Hole Dweller, and that is a fireside reflection of Snow and Fur from the 2021 release, The First of Yule, the demo. I hope you're all having a lovely morning so far. The time is now 7:02. If you feel like texting in on that hit line, please do so. I'd love to hear how your morning is going. Or if you're just like acknowledgement that you are up, that you have risen, that there's someone else out there. That number is 971-220-5979. I think we should just get into the music. We should get into our wake up track, which is all about unwrapping mummies. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Thank you. great hall was filled by thousand shapes, floating above the ancient altar. Red eyes stared about humans, waiting for their master. And the master came, majestic as the King of Kings, from the deepest abyss, awakened to help his poor servants.
Well, that was an epic track from Evil from Italy, and that release was from 1996. That was the track Black Crystal of a Star from the Dream Quest album. And that, did I say they were from, did I say it was Evil? It was Evil. Okay. And then we had from Eduardo Paniagua, it was Santa Maria Os Enfermosana. And that was from a release from 2002, and it's called La Musica de Numa. And then we had our wake-up track with Unwrapping Those Mummies, Unwrapping Mummies from Sons of the Swamp by Old Bard. From a, I think a release just came out like very recently, like this month. And then we started off the set with Hole Dwellers, a fireside reflection of snow and fur. Not yet, but it's coming soon. I think we're just going to keep going. I have a little bit of a, I guess, bard theme. More on that. I'll play some bard-centric tracks soon. The time is now 7:22. If you are awake and you have it within ye to text in this morning, that would make me so happy just to know that there's somebody else out there. And a couple people have texted in already. Thank you so much. That's always so nice. The hit line is 971-220-5979. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Let's go to the graveyard next. So don't go anywhere. What?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, the good Lady Enya, indeed. That was Even in the Shadows from the 2015 Dark Sky Island release. And then from the 16th century, we had a little from Tomas Luis de Victoria. That was Arum Quasi Agnus. And then from Fief, we had On Bardic Journeys from album number 5. And we started off the set with Erythrite Thrones, A Graveyard for My Love, from the 2020 release, Grim Chants from Beneath the Immortal Shroud. I can guarantee you I'm not pronouncing that name correctly. If anyone knows, please tell me. Or if you have an alternate pronunciation, let's share our pronunciations. I'm sure there's several. Speaking of not pronouncing things, I'll get into that for the next set. We'll talk about that later. No, I'm probably pronouncing this incorrectly as well. What's coming up next? A little from the 9th century, Adieu Centaur? I don't know, but I know that it's performed by Sequentia, and I can say that, thankfully. The time is now 7:42. If you feel like texting in on that hitline, that number is 971-220-5979. I hope you're having a most victorious, most triumphant, just all around wonderful, spectacular morning. And I hope it continues that way all day and all throughout the week. Let's get into our 9th century track. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval. Here at X-Ray, keep it locked, okay? Thank you. So that was Vangelis's 28th parallel from the 1492 soundtrack. But when I listen to it, I feel like I'm like coasting, like I'm like sliding through the Fortress of Solitude. Just kind of slip sliding around and just checking everything out, especially the intro and outro. That song is like, that's my Fortress of Solitude. Sliding song. And then we had from the 9th century, that was Adu Censure, and that was performed by Sequentia and composed long ago by Anonymous, and that's off the Fragments for the End of Time release. And that's going to about do it. I'm going to bid you all farewell with one last track. It is The Awakening of a Forgotten Sorcery by our good friend Warlock Corpse from the Cosmic Spell release. Thank you for listening to me today. I feel like it's been choppy, but we made it through. Have a great day. Have a great week. Stick around for The Sound of Pictures because that is what's up next. Thanks, everybody. Bye.